Hello, everyone. Welcome to Glory Talk. Today is April 11, 2024. Welcome. All right. I've got some words for you from God. I want to get them out to you. Let's pray first. But this one is really cool. It's really about blessings. It's about all the blessings coming. It's about, oh, everyone that was waiting and watching, and our time has come for us to be blessed. Amen. 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 Let's go ahead and pray that in. All right, Lord. Father God, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are worthy to be praised. Bless your holy name. I worship you. I praise you. I love you. Adore you. Hallowed be thy name. Ooh, hallowed be thy name. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the most. You are the only thing, the only one, the only way to live. We worship you, we praise you, we love you, adore you. That's right, bring in the Spirit, bring in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God the Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Lord, I just ask that everybody has an open mind, an open heart, an open spirit to what they are supposed to hear, to what they are supposed to get, and what they're supposed to apply in their lives. Lord, I just pray that we need you so badly right now that we need to hear your good things that keep us going. We need to hear that we're going to be blessed so we can keep going. We need to know that we have faith, that you are who you say you are, and that your faith is granting us access to you. Our faith is granting us access to you. Amen. And so, Lord, I just pray that we hear specifically what you want us to do in our lives, specifically what you want us to go and do in our lives, and to apply it in our lives. Yes. And hear your words for your kingdom and your power and your glory in Jesus' name. All right. That's where I felt led to go. Let God the Father, Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ guide you. Yeah, because the Holy Spirit's always here. He's always talking to you. Remember, relationship is key. We need the relationship with God the Father, Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We do. Get that relationship going with Jesus. You know, he died for you on the cross. He died for you on the cross. He took care of all of it, all your sin. He made a way for us to get to heaven. He made a way for us for communicating with him. He made a way for everything. God's Son. And remember, you guys have to take time out in the day to get to know God. You just do. It's the way it is. And you should do it all day, even when you're working. Just have it in the background of your head, you know, just going, okay, Lord, I'm here. I'm just serving you. I'm praising you. I'm loving you. I'm adoring you. You know, and just offer up praises and then ask him questions. You'll be surprised how he'll answer you. Amen. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit will show up. It's that still small voice. And also, God will show you in ways that he knows that he can talk to you. Get into that word. Get into relationship with him. It's all about the relationship. It's all about the word. It's all about the prayer and petition. It's all about speaking to him. He's going to start revealing to you over and over and over who he really, really is. That is what you want. That is what you're going to get. And that's where you're going. Praise God. Amen. All right, let's get started. Now, if you guys haven't heard by now, when you tune in, I hear God. I hear messages from God, and I get downloads from him. So I write them down all the time. And then, you know, I'm always talking to him throughout the day. And he's talking to me, too. You know, he'll just say, hey, I want you to write this down. So I will, you know, or else he'll just say, this needs attention. And so, you know, I'll pray to him about it. And sometimes it's for me, sometimes it's for everybody else. So I just want to get these words out to you. And this is what God is doing. Amen. So I heard this on the, let's see, that's March 23, 2024. And I heard this word from him that day. And let's get it out to you. All right. This is what he wanted to talk about. He was talking about all the blessings that are coming. And we need to know that right now. We need to know the blessings are coming right now, because there's so many things that are distracting us. There's so many things that want to tear us away from what he's doing. And we need to keep on track so we can still hear, still receive what we are supposed to receive from God. We don't want to miss out. Even though he says we're not going to miss out, you just don't want to go down a road where you end up not seeing what he's trying to tell you or giving you what you're supposed to get, because he will lead you in the ways you should go, just like the word says. You don't want to be led by the wrong thing, by the world, by the devil, by things that are distracting you. That's why it's so important to get that relationship in, and don't let the distractions come in. It's really simple. I know it doesn't feel like it at times, but I can tell you for myself, I had to get rid of just about everything. I had to get rid of almost everything in my life in order to get to the place where I can hear him, where I can seek him, where I can know him. Even when I was working, I still had to do that. And it did alienate me, but I can tell you that it was so worth it, because he took me out of that situation and he brought me into what I'm doing today. And that is so important. It's so important. It's so important. For some reason, I'm hearing like a better salvation. I'm just saying that. Yes, you'll be saved, but you'll have a better salvation, a better life with him, a better getting to know him, a better way of knowing when he acts, knowing what he does, knowing how he does this, knowing how he does that. You just get in tune with him and he'll start knowing. That's the way it works. Amen. All right, so let's go on. All right, so this was on, I said that, March 23, 2024, and this is about all the blessings coming. And this is how he just said it. He said, "Watch me pour out the measures of what was held back to you." So he's just letting you know it's coming. "Watch me pour out the measures of what was held back to you." He said, "No need to figure it out. It will." And he says, "I will give it to you." So he says, yes, there's some things that you need to know, that you need to somewhat figure out, but he doesn't want you to know it all. So he's telling you, you don't have to figure it all out. You just have to be on track. And that's what he's telling you. And he says, he will give it to you. Amen. This is what he said next. He said, "You who stayed faithful and watching and waiting, your time has come for me to bless you beyond measure." Praise God. And he even said, "Filled until full, running over with blessings and everything you need according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus." So this is what came to me. There was a scripture here, and I want to let you know about the scripture. This is the Amplified Version. Love the Amplified Version. It's all about, it captures the full meaning behind the original Greek and Hebrew. And I love the descriptions. It's just wonderful. And so this is Philippians 4:19. All right, this is what it says. "And my God will liberally supply, fill until full, your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." And that's what it reminded me of. That's such a good scripture. I use that scripture all the time in my life. I use it to survive, you know? It's like, you put yourself in a position to only serve him. And that's what's going on in the scripture. It says, "He will, my God, will liberally supply, fill until full, my every need, your every need, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." You get yourself into that alignment with him, that relationship with him, that right standing with him. There's a lot of the word saying about right standing. When you get right standing, you'll know what I'm talking about. You need to get into that place where it just flows effortlessly, you know, that you're just flowing through your life. It's smooth. Yes, there's some things that deviate from what's going on in your life, and it kind of pulls you away here and there. And, you know, you get challenged, you get trials and tribulations, you know, and tests. That all happens, but you still get in the right standing with God. when you're in right standing with God, it's so much easier to get past all those things. Amen. Amen. All right, let's keep going. And he said, for nothing will stop what I have allotted for you. He said, the best of the best is coming to you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Holy Spirit, God the Father. And remember, always give him the praise. Always give him the praise. He said, fill yourselves up with me and my glory. I will never stop blessing you. He said, God breathed is my words for you. And let me repeat that, because that was so neat how he said it. He said, it is God breathed. So God breathed is my words for you. So the word is God breathed. You get words from him that are God breathed. And it's all his words for you. He said, filled with hope and promise and truth. Amen. And he said, my ways are your ways when you serve and follow me. So remember, when you start serving him and following him, you become more like God. You become more like Christ. You become more like him. Amen. And you apply it in your life too. And then he said, listen to only the truth, not the corruptible ways of man. That's pretty simple. It's hard to do, but it's simple. He said, they serve themselves in only what they know. And it's true. They serve their flesh. And it says, I bring you to my righteousness and belief in me. Only I can be followed and worshiped. No other way or thing. I believe we're going to have to say that one again, Lord. That's pretty important. I feel like he's emphasizing this right now. Yes, the Holy Spirit is convincing, not convincing, he's showing me that this is really important. He says, I bring you to my righteousness and belief in me. Only I can be followed and worshiped. No other way or thing. And he said, I am your first, not the religion or doctrine. I am the only one who you will follow and serve. Yep. He said, your religion won't save you. Your tradition won't save you. Only me and my son Jesus sent to show you the way. He said, cast down all your idols. Get them out of the way. Stay away from false gods and doctrine that misled you from my true way. Boy, people need to hear this, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Holy Spirit, God the Father. He said, no leader or well-known person can save you. Only I can give you eternal life today. It's plain and simple, just like the word says. He said, listen to my story. Read my word. Everything you need to know is from me and my son. My spirit will lead you. Oh, yes, the Holy Spirit. He will guide you all the day long. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And here it is. He says, accept and believe my son, Jesus, as your Savior. He paid the price for you to live under grace. Jesus is the only way. Look it up in the Word. He said, repent and believe in me. And this is, let me get that right. He said, repent and believe in him. He took care of all your sin, and that's Jesus. And he said, the cross is where he took your sin. Jesus paid the price, the ultimate price and sacrifice, so you could live again, a life everlasting in eternity. Amen. This reminds me of 1 Peter 2:24. Yeah, we're going to go there. All right, 1 Peter 2:24. And this is what it says. This is Jesus. He personally carried our sin in his body on the cross, willingly offering him, let me say that right. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offering himself on it as an altar of sacrifice, so that we might die to sin, become immune from the penalty and power of sin, and live for righteousness. For by his wounds, you who believe have been healed. So praise God, praise God. That That right there is your offer for salvation. That is your way to get rid of sin. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. I'm give me a moment. Okay. So it sounds like we're going to have some salvation here. Amen. I'm going to finish the word. It's not long. He said, "You are my sons and daughters. Come live with me. I am the only one you need. Stay with me. Talk to me. Hear me. I will take care of you, my sons and daughters, all of your days." Thank you, Lord. And then he said, "I am," this is how much he loves you. He says, "I am awe of you. I sing over you. I am ready to bring peace to you. I will give you rest." And he said, "Rest in me, and peace is for you. Peace be still. Forever is your destiny with me. I love you, your Father God." Okay, so I'm really feeling this. This is really good. Okay, so I'm being led that we need to do for people to forgiveness of sins and to ask Jesus in their life. It's very easy to become a child of God and to renew your life and just be in right standing with God. So what did he do? He sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross. He took all our sin in his body, and so we die to sin and live for righteousness. And that's how you get salvation. That's how you get eternity. That's how you get it. You ask Jesus into your life, you believe in him, and you ask for forgiveness of sins, because what? Jesus took all the sin of the world. He took your sin. He died on the cross with it in his body. It just says right there in the word, in his body. And you will die to sin and become immune from the penalty and power of sin. Praise God. And live for righteousness. That's what's going to happen. You're going to get it right with him. You're going to be right standing with God. Amen. So let's do that. Lord, oh, Lord God Almighty, thank you. Thank you, Father God, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. Lord. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, we honor you. We know that you took all our sin in your body and you died on the cross with it. You made a way for us to get to heaven. You made a way for us to die to sin and live for righteousness. And Lord, I ask, and this is what you say with your words, I believe in you, Jesus. Ooh, yes, Father. Yes, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe what you did on the cross. I acknowledge that you sacrificed for my sin. And then you say, forgive me for sinning, Jesus. Forgive me for sinning. I ask you my life. I believe in you. I want you. Forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me, Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for taking all my sin out, taking it all away, dying all for my sin. And then, yes, guess what? He removes it and he cleanses you. And he says, come. Come, my child. Come to me. That's what he says. I will take care of you. I will take your sin from you. I will wash it away clean. There you go. You're a child of God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for bringing in all the people. Thank you for bringing in all the people that need salvation. And if you need to repent again, and you're still a believer, and you still need to repent, remember, we live a repentance lifestyle. All you have to do is say, forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me, Lord, for sinning again, doing it over and over and over again. Forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me, Jesus. That's all you got to do. because we live that repentance lifestyle. Amen. Amen. All right. I do have a scripture here I want to say at the end to bless you. And I think it's, yes, let's do that. Remember, it only takes faith. That's all it is. We only believe. That's all it takes. You believe in Jesus. You believe in God. You believe in the Holy Spirit. That's all it takes. What? Because your faith grants access. Yes. And let's read Hebrews 11:1, the Amplified Version. Here's what faith does for you. All right. Now, faith is the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen. This is what it says in the Amplified Version. It says, the conviction of their reality, faith comprehends as fact, which cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Remember, your faith grants you access for everything that God has for you, for everything that he wants to do in your life, for everything you're supposed to do in your life. Your faith grants access. Because what? Your faith comprehends as fact. I love that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So remember, your faith comprehends as fact, which you cannot see. And what does it do? It comes from the spirit to the natural. When you believe, things start happening. Things start happening from the spirit to the natural. It just does. People get healed. People get saved. People get everything they need to do in their lives done. And God will intervene. God will come in and take care of it. He just will. And some are tested. Some are not. Some are, yes, there's a lot of people that get tested. That's truth. We do all get tested. But when you use your faith comprehends as fact, just like it says in the Word. It's the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed. So let's go ahead and release that. I'm going to release a blessing on you. God has me doing this. We got to speak God's word over everyone and everything, every situation and everyone and everything. So here we go. I'm going to release a blessing to you. Remember, your faith comprehends as facts. So remember, faith is the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for. It is divinely guaranteed. Yes, there you go. Say it. Say it with your words. My faith is the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for. It is divinely guaranteed. And it's what? And the evidence of things not seen. And it's what? A conviction of your reality. Your faith comprehends as fact. And you, which cannot be experienced by the physical senses. And your faith comprehends as fact. Your faith grants you access to what God is going to do in your life and what he's going to do with you and for you and through you. And you're going to change people's lives. You're going to change your life. And you're just going to be this blessing to everyone. So I release that blessing to you. Be that blessing to everyone and everything. And you will receive it. Yes, say I receive it. And I will believe it. Because your faith grants you access to do what God says you're going to do in your life. Praise God. Oof, I see that. I feel that, Lord. Oof, I feel that going out. So say it. I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So thank you guys for tuning in. This is a really good one. Just go forth and be a God's blessing to everyone. I tell you, go forward and do it. Go forward and release it to everyone. Go forward and speak God's word over everyone and everything and every situation. Speak his word. Release the blessings to everyone. Receive it. In Jesus' name. Until next time, I love you guys very much, and I'll see you later. Goodbye.